الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: خذ العفو وأمر بالعرف وأعرض عن الجاهلين. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أنا زعيم ببيت في أعلى الجنة لمن حسن خلقه. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed each and every one of us with Islam and with Iman. And this blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this tawfiq, carries with it a very fundamental and a very great responsibility. Each and every one of us, whether we realize it or not, we are ambassadors of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this earth. Islam is the most perfect religion. It is the key to Jannah. It is the only way to find Allah through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, one is for us to practice upon deen. The other is the ambassadorship of Islam and Iman. What does this ambassadorship, what does it mean to be representatives? For that, we have to understand an integral difference. On the one hand, we say Islam is the most perfect religion. Islam is also the most beautiful religion. When Allah Ta'ala in the Quran invites us or commands us to follow the example and make our role model Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, very interestingly, Allah Ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Allah says, for you in the Rasul of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala could have said, أُسْوَةٌ كَامِلَ is the most perfect example. And without a doubt, Islam is perfection, Islam is completion, Islam is the culmination. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the height. Yet, Allah doesn't say, أُسْوَةٌ كَامِلَ, Allah says, أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. For you in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the most beautiful example. Why beauty? We've mentioned this before. But one integral point, when something is beautiful, others get attracted to it. When something is beautiful, it has a magnetic pull and effect. Hearts are inclined towards it. Islam is the most perfect religion, but Islam is the most beautiful religion also. What is the beauty of Islam? Unfortunately, today our concept, our idea, our mindset of being a good Muslim, of being a good mu'min, has become very restricted and confined. One sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The question was put, Mal Islam? They don't, Nabi of Allah, what is Islam? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam responded, Antashhada an la ilaha illallah وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَتُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَتُؤَدِّيَ الزَّكَاةِ وَتَصُومَ رَمَضَانَ وَتَحُجَّ الْبَيْتَ إِنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ. He said, for you to declare, to say and declare the shahadat, لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله, for you to establish salah, for you to discharge your zakat, obviously those who are wealthy, who have the nisab, for you to fast in the month of Ramadan, and for you to perform Hajj, if you have the ability, and Hajj is farz upon you, this is Islam. Unfortunately, our mindset has become restricted. Now this is Islam, it ends here. Before I explain further, let us take this point further. One Sahabi comes and asks Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Mal iman? Ya Rasulullah, what is iman?" My Nabi responds, "An tu'mina billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wal yawmil akhir wa fi riwaya fa fil ba'thi ba'da al maut wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi." Oh, kama qal. What is iman? Islam is the visible representation. What is iman? To believe in your heart, in Allah, in His malaika, in the messengers of Allah, in the revealed books of Allah, to believe in life after death, to believe in akhirat, to believe in taqdeer, khair and shar, is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is iman. What I've outlined is where iman and Islam starts. It doesn't stop there. When it comes to our dunya, when it comes to our business, when it comes to our home, when it comes to our dressing, when it comes to every aspect of our life, we are constantly in an endeavor and an attempt to beautify ourselves. We want to drive the best car, have the best furniture, have the best home. In our business also, we are pushing ourselves all the time for perfection, for beauty. These ahadith which I have mentioned is where iman and Islam starts. This is not the sum total and reality of iman and Islam. What is the perfection of iman and Islam? What is the beauty of iman and Islam? What will make you a true ambassador of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What will make you as a Muslim and a mu'min, someone who others are attracted to? What will draw them towards your Islam and iman? For that we have to look at another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another sahabi on another occasion, we heard, what is Islam? Now the question is put, Ayyul Islami Afdal. Person read the shahadat, is making his salah, giving his zakat, fasting, went for hajj. He is a Muslim, but doesn't end there. Ayyul Islami Afdal, Ya Rasulullah, who is the best Muslim? What is the height of Islam? What would you and I expect the response to be? Let us contextualize this. If the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was alive today in Durban amongst us, and someone had to ask him that, "Oh my beloved Nabi, in Durban there are 100,000 Muslims maybe. Ya Rasulullah, of these 100,000 Muslims, who is the best Muslim?" This is what this question means. Who is the best Muslim? What would we expect it to be? Tahajjud guzar, one who is always making tasbih, always reading Quran, always engaged in the zikr of Allah. Whenever you find him, you see him in the masjid, in salah. This is what we would expect. What does my Nabi respond? Man salim al muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadi. Who is the best Muslim in Durban? Who is the best Muslim in South Africa? Who is the best Muslim in any corner of the world? Darbar e Nubuwwat, this question is posed. Ayyul Islami Afdal. What is the height of being a Muslim? Who is the most beautiful Muslim? Rasulullah ﷺ says, that person from whose tongue and hands every Muslim is safe. Now take the thermometer and check how much we are Muslim when we apply this hadith. When we open our mouth, are people safe? Or are we making ghibat about somebody? Sitting in a masjid waiting. Sometimes the imam is a little bit late, the two will be engaged in a conversation. Somebody got something to say about the muazzin. Someone's got something to say about the staff in the masjid. Someone is talking about the imam himself. Someone is talking about some person on the outside. What are they talking? Something that's making the akhirat? Or what are they actually talking? 9 times out of 10, Allah forgive us, whether it's Masjid al-Hilal, or whether it's Masjid al-Nabawi, or whether it's Masjid al-Haram in Makkah also, it's ghibat about somebody. Speaking on someone, laughing at someone, making a joke about someone. Man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadi. What is the height of Islam? Where does Islam is supposed to take you? Where does Islam, that today you have a title, I am a Muslim, where is it supposed to take you? That when you open your mouth, the roses must come out, thorns must not come out. When you open your mouth, you are thinking, you are conscious of Allah. Am I hurting someone? Am I picking on someone? Am I spreading rumors about someone? Am I targeting someone? When you get into a business deal and you start speaking to sell your product or to make a certain promise or to enter into a contract, are you lying? Are you going to cheat? Are you going to do that person down? Man salim al muslimun. Everyone you come into contact with is safe when you open your mouth. When you raise your hand, you are not harming someone. You are not beating someone. Today people in their own homes, Muslims, 5-time namazi, yet in his home, he behaves like an animal, Allah forgive us. When he raises his hand, someone, people are getting hurt. He is a threat. Don't take it in the wrong way. In the light of this hadith, your Islam is still at starting point. Every salah 5 times a day, Allah has commanded us. It is the beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the end of the salah, what do? You look to the right and you look to the left. Each time, what are you saying? Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. This is this hadith. You are actually practicing on this hadith. Where my Nabi said, the height of Islam, man salim al muslimun. That you are saying to your right, to every Muslim that is on your right hand side. You are saying to the east, to the north, to the south, to the west. You are saying to every Muslim that I'm making elan, I'm making an announcement that today I am making dua for you. What dua? Allah must protect you. Allah must protect you. I'm making dua and I'm making elan, an announcement that far as I am concerned, you are safe. Salamati. You are safe. I am no threat to you. I will not hurt you. I will not insult you. I will not upset you. I will not threaten you in any way. 5 times a day you are commanded at the end of your salah to look to the right and look to the left. Sometimes think about it. Why were we given such a beautiful practice? What is the reminder behind it? What is the sabak behind it? What is the lesson behind it? And then look at the ummah today. Nafrat, hatred, enmity, malice, jealousy. Can't see the next one prosper. Plotting and planning, whether it's our homes, whether it's outside the homes. And like, this is hypocrisy, Allah forgive us. 5 times a day. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. O Muslim Ummah, I as a Muslim make Allah my witness. I am in salah. I make Allah my witness that from my tongue and my hands you are completely safe. We say that and we wake up and what do? Ayyul Islami afdal. Ayyul Islami afdal. Man salim al muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadi. This is the fadilat. This is the ala darja. This is the height of Islam. Coming back to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is Islam, other is Iman. What is Iman? My Nabi said, an tu'mina billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wal yawmil akhiri wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi wal ba'thi ba'd al maut. You declared, I am mu'min. I believe in Allah, I believe in the malaika, I believe in the rasuls, I believe in the revealed books. I believe in taqdeer, I believe in akhirat. That is where Iman starts. You are mu'min, you've got the title. But another occasion, sahabi comes, Ya Rasulullah, Ayyul Imani Afdal. What is the height of Islam, Iman? What is the perfection of Iman? What will make this mu'min beautiful? What will make his Iman attractive to the rest of humanity? What is going to use him, or when he gives da'wat, does da'wat and tabligh, what is going to create effect in his da'wat? What is going to cause the hearts of people to melt and be attracted towards him? For that we have to look at this hadith. Ayyul Imani Afdal. What is the perfection and the height and the, what is the most, who is the most virtuous mu'min, the highest mu'min? What did my Nabi say? Tahajjud guzar, rozedar, shabedar. No. Ayyul Imani Afdal. One hadith he said, As-sabr was-samaha. One hadith he said, Husnul akhlaq. Husnul akhlaq. Husnul akhlaq. Kaan khol kar sun lo. Today some percentage of musallis are there. People giving zakat percentage is there. People fasting percentage is there. People going for hajj and umrah percentage is there. But Allah forgive us. Akhlaq and character bankrupt. This first hadith, Man salima al-muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadi. That every person is safe from your tongue and your heart. This is where akhlaq starts. This is not the height of akhlaq. Allahu Akbar, this is ajeeb. What does my Nabi say? The most virtuous Muslim. The most virtuous Muslim, what is his rank? His rank is where akhlaq and character starts. For everyone to be safe. For you, Muhammad, Imran, Yusuf, not to make ghibat. Not to make false promises. Not to hurt people. This is where akhlaq starts. What is the height of akhlaq? What is the perfection of akhlaq? What is the pinnacle of akhlaq? Allahu Akbar, beautifully Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Mutu qabla an tamutu. Mutu qabla an tamutu. Die before you actually die. Someone insults you. Someone picks on you. Someone swears at you. One day, Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, somebody was swearing at him, insulting him. He told him, my brother, you can carry on with what you are doing. Carry on with what you are doing. Why? Because in front of me, there is a bridge coming. There is a test coming. If I pass that test, whatever insult you are saying to me today will not harm me. But if I fail and I fall, if I fail and I falter in that test, whatever you are saying about me, by the qasam of my Allah, I am worse than that. Akhnaf bin Qais, rahimahullah, he was known for his tolerance. People used to try to compete with one another to make him angry. One person when met him one day, he told him, Akhnaf bin Qais, if you swear me once, I will swear you 10 times. Give me one insult, I'll give you 10 insults. He said, my brother, you can carry on insulting me, I will never react. So this person started picking on him, insulting him, insulting him, and they are walking. Finally, they come to where Akhnaf bin Qais used to live. He stops. He says, this is my village and my town. Please finish insulting me now. Because if you carry on further, the people of my town will hear what you are saying about me. And I fear that they will retaliate. So because of me, I don't want to cause you any taklif or hurt. So finish swearing me now and then let me carry on. When this person heard this, he fell down on his feet and he asked him for forgiveness. This is akhlaq. Today, what is our akhlaq? Ulama explained, they say, today our akhlaq is what we call an intiqami akhlaq. Reciprocal akhlaq. Someone smiles at you, you smile at him. Someone does good to you, you do good to him. Someone makes salam with you, you make salam with him. Someone gives you du'as, you give him du'a. That is not akhlaq. That you'll find in animals also. Reciprocal akhlaq is not akhlaq. The verse of the Quran which I recited in the beginning. Unfortunately, that shock, that inclination for Quran today has come out of the ummah. So it's difficult for us to truly appreciate the nuance that is found. Allah Ta'ala sends down the Quran, sends Jibreel with this verse to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah does not just say to his Nabi, O my Nabi, forgive the people. Look at the brutality, look at the persecution, look at the suffering that was being meted out against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He suffered more than any other human being ever suffered. Yet what does Allah say? Khudil afwa. Allah doesn't just say forgive, Allah says khud. Khud means grab hold. Literally grab hold, as if forgiveness is an entity. And Allah is saying to his Nabi, grab hold of this forgiveness. Khudil afwa. Khudil afwa. Forgive, overlook, tolerate. Wa'mur bil urf. Enjoin what is right. Wa'arid anil jahileen. And ignore the ignorant people. Don't make baddua for them. Overlook, forgive, let it go. When this verse is revealed, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam asks Jibreel that what does this verse mean? Jibreel goes back. This riwayat is mentioned in Qurtubi and in many books of ahadith. Jibreel goes back and he comes back with the response, khudil afwa wa'mur bil urf wa'arid anil jahileen. Inna ya Muhammad, O my Nabi, inna Allah ya'muruk an tasil man qata'ak wa tu'ti man haramak wa ta'fu amman zalamak. O my Nabi, Allah commands you, join ties with the one who breaks ties with you. Forgive the one who oppresses you. Give the one who deprives you. My Nabi told Uqba bin Amir Juhani, Ala ukhbiruk, Ala ukhbiruk bi afdali akhlaqi dunya wal akhirah. O Uqba, one riwayat. Another riwayat, he told Ali, ala adulluka ala akrami akhlaqi dunya wal akhirah. That, O Ali, O Uqba, O Muhammad, O Yusuf, every one of us is addressed by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Should I not show you what is the greatest akhlaq and character of dunya and akhirat? It is this hadith. Tasil man qata'ak, tu'ati man haramak, ta'fu amman zalamak. Join with the one who breaks off with you. Forgive the one who oppresses you. Give the one who deprives you. This is akhlaq. This is akhlaq. And what will this akhlaq get you? What will this akhlaq get you? One hadith. Ayyul imani afdal. My Nabi is asked, what is the height of iman? He said, it is this husnul akhlaq. Husnul akhlaq is this hadith. Join with the one who breaks off with you. Forgive the one who oppresses you. Give the one who deprives you. Allahu Akbar. Every moment of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a living testimony of this. Occasion of Jummah, it's impossible to go into detail, but just one or two incidents. My Nabi enters Makkah Mukarrama. Imagine occasion of Fateh Makkah, conquest of Makkah. 13 years in Makkah, persecuted, tortured. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his beloved companions, Sumayya radiallahu anha, dagger taken and pierced into the most private part of her body. Bilal radiallahu anha, whipped and beaten. We know the incidents. Now the same Muslims that were persecuted are entering Makkah as victors. Those who persecuted them are now at their feet. Allahu Akbar, what is the reaction of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How does he treat the people of Makkah? One or two incidents. Uthman bin Abi Talha was from the Banu Shayba. He was the keeper of the key for Kaabatullah. One day in Makkah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes to him. Uthman, open the Kaaba, let me read two rakats of salah. He turns to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for someone like you, I will never open the Kaaba. You are not worthy of entering the Kaaba. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to him, Uthman, prepare yourself for that day when the keys of this Kaaba will be in my hand. What do you think I will do? Uthman says, that day will never come. On Fateh Makkah, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to Ali, bring Uthman. Uthman bin Abi Talha is brought before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam addresses him, "Itini bi miftahil Kaaba." Give me the key to the Kaaba. As Ali went to call him, in one riwayat it is mentioned, Abbas, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, says to him that, "Ya Rasulullah, the Banu Hashim, your family, they have the responsibility of feeding the Hujjaj. They have the responsibility of giving water to the Hujjaj. Now give us this also. Let the key for the Kaaba come to the Banu Hashim also." So every aspect of Hajj, that honor will be given to the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On the one hand, this request. On the other hand, that person who refused Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to even enter the Kaaba, he comes. It's mentioned in the riwayat, la yatakhaddaru minhu mithlu al-jumman min al-araq. He was dripping in perspiration. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam addresses him, "Ya Uthman." He's too afraid to even look up. "Ya Uthman," he looks up. You remember that day that I told you that this key will be in my hand? You said that day will not come. Uthman is silenced. He doesn't know what to say, dripping in perspiration, fearing. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam takes the key, places it back in the hand of Uthman. Khuduha, khuduha ya bani Shayba, khalidatan talidatan, la yanzi'uha minkum illa zalim. Take this key, and not only take this key, nubuwat, prophecy, that till qiyamah, this key will remain in the hands of your family. This akhlaq, the beloved daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, leaving Makkah, pregnant, young woman, she posed no threat, Zainab radiallahu anha, camel starts climbing a hill, Habar bin Aswad attacks a defenseless woman. Takes his dagger, pierces it into her stomach. She loses the child, falls off the camel, rolls down. 6 years she suffers. Till eventually she succumbs to that wound and she becomes shaheed. On the occasion of Fateh Makkah, one hand his daughter, grandchild is lost. On the other hand, the one who perpetrated that crime, Habab bin Aswad, comes in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to accept Islam. What is the reaction? What, this is akhlaq. Today we're not prepared to talk to our own brother. Today there's an acidic environment around us. No tolerance, no desire to overlook or forgive also. Carrying weight and baggage in our hearts. Allahu Akbar. Look at this akhlaq. Learn from the seerah. Habar bin Aswad is in front of him. What does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say to him? Qad afawtu anka. Habar, I have forgiven you. I have forgiven you. And not only that. Wal islamu yajubbu ma kana qablahu. Allah has forgiven you. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam command sahaba, nahan nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an sabbihi wa ta'arudhi lahu. He commands sahaba that do not taunt or remind Habar about the crime that he committed. From the heart he was totally forgiven. Fudala bin Umair bin Mulawih al-Laysi, on occasion of Fateh Makkah, Muslims have entered, his heart is dripping with hatred for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does he do? He hides the dagger under his cloak. Allah's Rasul has started his tawaf. Fudala goes behind him. Slowly he's coming closer and closer and closer till he reaches striking distance. Nabi Salaam tells to him, Fudala, Afudala. He says, Naam. Yes, O Nabi of Allah. What does Nabi Salaam say to him? Ma tha tuhadithu bihi nafsu. What are your intentions? What are your intentions? What plan did you make? He says, La shay. Nothing. Azkurullah, I'm making zikr of Allah. Allahu Akbar, what is the reaction? Plot to murder Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The dagger is there, hidden. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been informed what he is about to do. What is the reaction? Fatabassam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled at him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled at him and he said to him, Fudala, astaghfirullahu lak. Astaghfirullahu lak. I'm going to ask Allah forgiveness for you. Fawada'a yadahu ala sadrihi. And then my Nabi places his hand on the chest of Fudala. One side, intention to murder him. On the other side, smile. Then dua. And then he takes his hand and places it on his chest. فَسَكَنَ صَدْرُهُ. The chest of Fudala. Sukoon enters the heart. And what does Fudala himself say? مَا رَفَعَ يَدَهُ عَنْ صَدْرِهِ إِلَّا مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ شَيْئًا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ أَحَبَّ مِنْهُ. He says, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam lifted his hand from my chest, by the qasam of my Allah, there was no entity on this earth more beloved in my heart than Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He's leaving the haram to go back. Look at the effect. What a change comes about. There was a woman in which he had entered into an illicit relationship. She was waiting for him. She says to him, Halumma ila al-hadith. Fudala. In other words, let us carry on with our courtship. What is his response? His riwayat is mentioned in Ibn al-Qayyim Zadul Ma'ad. He says, قَالَ قُلْتِ هَلُمَّ إِلَى الْحَدِيثِ قُلْتُ لَا يَأْبَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْكِ يَأْبَى عَلَيْكِ اللَّهُ وَالْإِسْلَامُ لَوْ رَأَيْتِ مُحَمَّدًا وَأَصْحَابَهُ بِالْفَتْحِ يَوْمَ تُكَسَّرُ الْأَسْنَامُ لَرَأَيْتِ دِينَ اللَّهِ أَضْحَى بَيِّنًا وَالشِّرْكُ يَظْهَرُ وَالشِّرْكُ يَغْشَى عَلَيْهِ الْإِظْلَامُ. He says, you are inviting me towards haram. I say to you, no. Why? Because Islam and Allah has prohibited this. If only you saw Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions on the day of Fateh Makkah, like I saw, the day when the idols were destroyed, the day when Islam rose up, the day when shirk in every form was covered in darkness. This akhlaq and character. Understand, my respected brothers, we've run out of time. In Makkah Mukarrama, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed the kuffar mu'jizat, miracles. They didn't believe. One day they said to him, split the moon with his finger. The moon was split, half on above Safa, half above Jabal Abi Qubais. They saw this and they said, you have made jadu on the moon, we will not believe in you. One day, the forearm of a goat was prepared. How much meat is that? 40 of the kuffar of Makkah were invited. All 40 ate. The food had not diminished. Still they said, you made jadu on the food. One day Abu Jahl comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He has a stone in his hand is closed. He says to him, that oh Muhammad, tell me what is in my hand, I'll bring iman on you. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, leave me telling you, let that which is in your hand tell you who I am. The stone starts speaking, ashadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashadu annaka Rasulullah. Abu Jahl says, you made jadu on the stone. In Badr they saw the malaika coming down, they didn't bring iman. In Khandak they saw the malaika, they didn't bring iman. On Fateh Makkah they saw 10,000 swords entering Makkah, they still didn't bring iman. Yet, now they were vanquished in Fateh Makkah. خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَعَارِضًا الْجَاهِلِينَ Suhail bin Amr says to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what will you do? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to them, what am I going to do with you all today? What is their response? Suhail bin Amr says, Akhun Kareem, Ibn Akhin Kareem, you are an honorable brother, the son of an honorable brother. What does my Nabi say? La tathrib alaykum al-yawm, yaghfirullahu lakum. I'm going to say what my brother Yusuf alayhi salam said. No revenge will be taken. No revenge will be taken. Allah has forgiven you. They saw mu'jizat. They saw miracles. They saw the moon being split. They saw the malaika coming down. They saw stone speaking. They didn't accept Islam. But when they saw this akhlaq and this character and this tolerance and this forgiveness, each one of them said, ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashadu annaka rasulullah. Ayyul imani afdal, what is the height of Islam? Husnul khuluq, akhlaq and character. Height of Islam, every Muslim is safe from you. That is where akhlaq starts. Height of iman, husnul khuluq. Tasil man qata'ak, join with the one who breaks with you. Forgive the one who oppresses you. Give the one who deprives you. What will Allah give you on this? On this I will terminate. What will Allah give you on this? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, ana za'imun. What does this ana za'imun mean? It means by, on the day of Qiyamah, come and demand it from me. I am your guarantor. I am your guarantor. Who? Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I am your guarantor. Bring this akhlaq. Forgive. Overlook. Tolerate. Become a beautiful Muslim and mu'min. Become an ambassador for Islam. Give da'wah with this akhlaq. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, I am your guarantor. Bi baitin fi alal jannah. I am your guarantor not just of jannat. Not just of jannat. I am your guarantor of jannatul firdaus. The highest jannat. If you will bring this akhlaq.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.